Patient's name's Forrest Fallrod. First name is F-O-R-R-E-S-T. Last name F-O-L-L-R-O-D. Date of birth is 5/26/2021. Date of service is 7/9/2022. History of present illness. This one-year-old male comes to the clinic accompanied by mom and dad. Dad states that 3 days ago he did get his finger caught in a cabinet, which did cause a laceration to first digit on his left hand. They did take him to Texas Emergency Hospital, where it was sutured by a physician and then wrapped. Unfortunately, he has been very agitated with the dressing. Mom states chewing on it and trying to pull it off. Dad was trying to change the dressing this morning and noticed that the sutures did come open and the wound was completely open, so he brought him here to be reassessed. They have given him Tylenol Motrin for pain. Allergies, known and drug allergies, current med, denies medical history, denies surgical history, denies social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, the HPI, vital signs, respiratories, 22, temp, 98.3, axillary, and he weighs 24 pounds. Physical exam, general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed. He's very agitated with assessment, but easily consoled by parents. HEE, NT, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds, times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO, times 4, gates, appropriate for age, and skin is warm, dry, no rash. He does have approximately half centimeter laceration to first digit of his left hand. Bleeding is controlled, however, it is completely open. Assessment plan number one, half centimeter, 0.5 centimeter laceration to the left first digit on his hand. Sutures were removed as it was noticed that they were ripped, so they had to be removed. We did cleanse the wound and then used butterfly tape to try to close the wound back together. Unfortunately, I did not think it was a good idea to re-suture as the wound is 3 days old. We did apply neosporin and then bandage the wound and then put a finger splint on it. We gave parents a few supplies to re-bandage the wound at home over the next few days. They were given an antibiotic by the Texas Emergency Hospital, which they are continuing to take. But if he has any worsening of symptoms, they'll bring him back to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. They do agree with this plan of care, and they were given an opportunity to ask questions. They have none at this time.